Well, we're all a bit sleep deprived at the moment, but, you know, we're not complaining given what the Socceroos did this morning. So let's do this.
A Soccer World Cup update for SBS On Demand. Stream the FIFA World Cup live and free.
Well, let's bring in Sarah Walsh, a former Matilda who played 70 games for Australia, scoring 31 goals, and she's a part of the coverage on SBS at the moment, and I'm pleased to say she's on the line right now. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm on cloud nine. I think half of Australia's on cloud nine, those who got up and watched it, and those who, of course, are getting home from work and putting the replay on to join in these celebrations. What a morning for Australian football.
Oh, how fantastic was it? And, you know, the footage from the live sites, just been such a really great time for sport in Australia. I think just football, it's a huge achievement for them to firstly even be there and now get out of the group to round of 16, two clean sheets and 6 points. It's outrageous.
I've never experienced a more anxious, nerve-wracking, edge-of-your-seat 30 minutes of football. That last half an hour, Sarah, was hard to watch, but, boy, it was great when they held on and the referee blew that full-time whistle, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fantastic. And they've just been so resolute in the way in which they defend. And, you know, you can see there's a clear game plan that they're executing, you know, so well. And you just kind of know that it gives us a really good chance against three in the world, Argentina, who are really starting to build some momentum and find their groove now. So, you know, we're going to have to be, you know, we're going to have to really reach our potential for that match.
Sarah, just hold on the line for me for a second. I want you to have a listen to a couple of our callers on the board here that are lapping up what the Socceroos are doing at the moment. Don't go anywhere, Sarah, because I want to turn our attention to Argentina in just a second. But Nick's phone through at Minto. He had a big night celebrating what was an extraordinary victory. G'day, Nick.
Hello, Levy. I called in yesterday and I predicted 1-0 victory. Not the 80th minute, but the 65th, I believe that was. But it was one of the best nights, I think last night was better than 06 when we got through it, round of 16 with the squad we've got. It's one of the best moments I've had in a long time with the Socceroos.
Was it pandemonium at the RSL, Nick?
Oh, mate, it was absolutely crazy. Tables were flipped. Oh, it just got out of hand. So, look, they were happy. we had the best time.
Good
now,
on
we
you,
look,
mate.
Look on the weekend, we'll be going to our local soccer club, the Dallas Soccer Club, to watch the game on the projector Sunday morning. So it's going to be a big crowd at Macquarie Field Soccer Club.
What a great call, Nick. Well done, mate. Congratulations. And well done to all of the people that got up early and supported them. George is at Preston's. G'day, George.
How you going, guys? How you going, Mark?
Really well, mate.
I just really want to say, like, you know, proud of the boys. You know, the 2016, yeah, it was, you know, they had the quality, but this team, it just shows you that the A-League needs to be supported with the crowds, needs to be supported in the media, because, you know, you can go back to the derby and say, oh, you know, there was a couple of little brouhahas, but you know what? The A-League is the standard of Australian football, and to not, like, this morning proves that, you know, you got Mitchell Duke, who I used to play cricket with as a young kid. He never, like, he played both summer and winter. Lecky playing overseas, coming back to Australia. Like, it just shows you that the A-League is an actual, like, quality league that we need to back now. So,
yeah.
The Socceroos have absolutely done us proud. Win or lose, you know what? I reckon we'll beat Argentina.
Fingers crossed.
We'll go to penalties and they'll win.
Fingers crossed. Georgia, I've got to leave you there. Let me bring back in Sarah Walsh, the former Matilda, who's covering this extraordinary journey on SBS. And I think what George just said there, Sarah, is right. When we consider that, you know, we've got a lot of A-League players, we've got a lot of players who play in other parts of the world, but we beat a team this morning boasting players from Manchester United, Barcelona, AC Milan, Leeds and Tottenham. We've beaten the number 10 ranked side in the world, which is an extraordinary achievement.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the market value of the players, the transfer system in terms of, you know, what they bring into their country as opposed to ours, it's night and day, you know, not to even just touch on rankings. But look, it really just talks to, it's been a bizarre tournament. But, you know, this team, as we said, there's not a huge amount of superstars, but, you know, defence wins you tournaments. Goals win you matches, and I've watched all of the football to date, and there's not been a team that has defended as a unit like they have. And then we have, you know, players like Lecky who can go up top and score your goal, and you only get one of those moments, and he nailed it. So there's no reason why we can't execute a game plan against Argentina. I think we'll really disrupt their rhythm, and we won't allow them to play the football that they want to play.
Well, we've all got to be there to support them. 6 a.m. on Sunday. Thankfully, the New South Wales Premier is looking after the Harbour City with as my phone goes off in the background, that's not very professional, Levy. Well, you're setting up a live site for us in Darling Harbour. But, Sarah, it's going to be a great few days in preparation for this game on Sunday. Really appreciate your time and keep up the great work on SBS.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the game.
Chat to you soon. There she is, Sarah Walsh, the former Matilda, and SBS the place to watch that game on Sunday morning with kickoff at 6 a.m.